Israelis are hoping to end 5 months of political limbo as they've cast their ballots today in a rerun of a poll held last April. The veteran Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of the Likud party narrowly won that original vote, but he failed to clinch a coalition after exhaustive talks, so voters are back to do it all again. But polls show it's a neck-and-neck race. Mr. Netanyahu is fighting for his political life, facing a likely corruption prosecution, and making hardline pledges like annexing West Bank settlements and the Jordan Valley if he wins. His team also launched anti-Arab slogans during the campaign that some called racist. He cast his ballot today and spoke to reporters in Hebrew. Benjamin Netanyahu confirming the election is close, he says, and calling on Israelis to come and vote, though he declined to suggest who people should vote for. His main rival is former Israeli Defence Force Chief Benny Gantz of the more centrist Blue and White Party. He voted at a much noisier booth.
This is a very important day. This is what democratic country is all about. Everybody go put his vote. Let's hope for change. Let's hope for new hope. Thank you very much.
Israeli leadership contender Benny Gantz on the importance of the day and hoping for change, he says. Well, Yael Patir is the Israel director at research and lobby group J Street, which describes itself as pro-Israel and pro-peace. What does she think might happen?
Anyone that will have an honest answer today will say that we really, really don't know. As you said, the polls are quite stable in all these last weeks, showing that there is some sort of an equilibrium and not a clear situation as to who is going to get the mandate or the votes needed to form a government.
There are so many weighty questions perpetually for Israeli voters. You know, the Israel-Palestinian question, Iran, Netanyahu's prospective corruption prosecution. What do you think is most on the minds of Israeli voters?
It's become like a common statement to say that these elections are a referendum about Netanyahu. So meaning they're not about issues, they're not about any of these specific topics that you've mentioned, unfortunately, but rather for and against Netanyahu. But I think that with all the election promises that the prime minister made regarding annexation, his many attempts to suppress the vote of the Arab population in Israel, which is 20% of the population, statements where he promises his natural allies, which are the ultra-Orthodox, roles in the government, are making the choice clear between two types of Israel. And I think that's what people are going to vote for today. An Israel that is more conservative, that has orthodoxy rule, an Israel that wants to keep control over the Palestinians, an Israel that is not committed to democracy, or something else.
But just looking at those two contenders, the Blue and Whites, Benny Gantz and Netanyahu, of course, now the longest serving Israeli prime minister, there isn't a lot of difference between them. I mean, you're describing two different Israels, but we're not talking about right versus left here in any traditional sense, are we?
No, it's true. I think that it used to be that we talked about two alternatives, which are right and left. Today, if you look at the Israeli map, the alternatives are really right and center. So in that sense, you're right that they're not proposing a very, you know, a mirror image on policies, but I can't say that they're not proposing an alternative. The issue of corruption is very clear on people's minds. The future of this, of our prime minister, with the indictment over his head, is making very clear that there is an option of a prime minister that doesn't see himself as under the rule of law. And I think that is a clear alternative in that sense. I wouldn't say that on the economic file there is much difference, but definitely on this perception of security and what is the best interest of Israel, the two-state solution, although in Blue and White there is a faction that doesn't adhere wholeheartedly to the two-state solution, but by and large, the two-state solution list.
And let's talk a bit more about Netanyahu, because even if he wins this election, he's still got to form a coalition, and last time he was unable to do that. Plus, he has this looming prospect of a prosecution for corruption. Could it be that even if he wins, he doesn't last long as a prime minister?
That's definitely a scenario. We in Israel are sitting on the edge of our seat because of how uncertain things are and because of the sense of really a society that is so divided, even I would say cut into half. Very late this night, we will know if Netanyahu has a clear path to form a coalition. If he doesn't have a clear path to form a coalition, we might be on our way for another round of election, God forbid. And also, if he does manage to form a coalition, still his indictments are underway. I don't see a way for him not having to face these accusations at all.
And on the question of the Arab-Israeli vote, Netanyahu was very prominent with some strong anti-Arab language in the last few days. And of course, you also mentioned his promise to annex the West Bank settlements and the Jordan Valley. Do you think Arabs will be motivated to come out in numbers to vote, and how much influence do you think they'll have in this poll?
The Arab vote is extremely decisive. They hold a significant part of the electorate, and if there's more people voting, then it influences the whole map. And also, there's been some statements by the leader, Ayman Odeh, who's the chairman of the Joint Arab List, and he's saying for the first time that he is interested in being part of the government, which used to be a taboo for the Arab parties, under certain conditions. And I think that's what his voters are expecting to hear, because they want to have greater power. And that is also, I think, motivating voters for the first time this time around.
Yael Petir, thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Yael Petir is Israel Director at the Research and Lobby Group J Street.